Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, it's Sam. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday Morning. I don't know about you, but I find that over the course of the week, clutter tends to build up in my house. But this week, I've been noticing that my house is messier than usual. And this happens sometimes when everyone gets busy and we just start putting off doing dishes or taking out the trash. We actually start to ignore the mess in a way, paying attention to other priorities and just not seeing what's been piling up until we trip over something and nearly break a toe. This reminds me of a time I stayed in a Zen monastery for a week. In the monastery, life is greatly simplified. Your bedroom has only basic furniture, and your routine runs like clockwork. Meditate, eat, work. Meditate, eat, and sleep. And in the Zen tradition, cleanliness and order are very important. Zen looks at all activities from eating to cleaning as a meditation. Before meditation, we would take a few moments to arrange our meditation cushion just so, making sure it was centered on the mat, and this habit made me more aware of all the elements and details of my physical surroundings. When I got home from the monastery, I saw my room at home in a whole new way. All of the clutter that I had been ignoring suddenly came into sharp focus. And I remember going to my bedside table and just tidying it up and starting to bring order to the space. I remember first reading Marie Kondo's book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. She talks about thanking objects and articles of clothing for serving us before letting them go if they no longer spark joy. I find that the more we pay attention to the objects in our lives, the more we want to take care of them and preserve them. This can also lead to buying less because we value order and spaciousness over the quantity of objects that we have. And as we treat everyday objects with more care, we're cultivating conscientiousness more generally, which transfers over to our relationships and other areas of our lives. So what gets in the way of the orderliness that supports our sanity? I think multitasking is one barrier that we can work on. Studies show that multitasking can impair our memory, increase distractibility, increase clumsiness, lower our productivity, and even reduce our brain's gray matter. When we start mindfulness training, we start with our attention and focus. Our ability to regulate our attention is at the center of so many things in our life, from learning to emotional regulation. One of the most helpful tools that we can use while we're learning to meditate and maintain focus on one thing at a time is to surf our urges. When meditating, we get all kinds of urges, from wanting to open our eyes to feeling the urge to go address a to-do list item that you suddenly remember. And when we act on these urges, we reinforce distractibility. So next time you notice an urge, surf it. Watch it rise like a wave, and then watch it fall as you stay centered on your anchor or the task in front of you. If you do need to transition from one task to another, see if you can pause and take a breath and imagine how smooth you can make this transition. If you're working and need a snack from the kitchen, make that walk a mindful one as you take in your surroundings and maybe offer a bit of gratitude for your home and all the things within it that spark joy for you. In fact, let's take a moment right now to acknowledge the things around you that you're happy to have in your life. If it's safe to do so, just look around the space you're in, or just whatever's in front of you, and notice things that you feel grateful for. Maybe it's the car that you're in if you're listening while driving, or the phone that's allowing you to listen to this podcast. What else around you adds to your life in some way? For me, it's the people nearby who support the creation of this podcast, all of our audio equipment that delivers clear and crisp sound, and the quiet space that this building offers, allowing us to concentrate on producing thoughtful content. So just take a moment to notice how you feel after acknowledging what you're grateful for. Maybe your muscles feel more relaxed. Maybe your mood has shifted toward a more positive direction. And if you don't notice anything right now, that's okay too. We never want to force or coerce ourselves into gratitude, but just open the door to the possibility of gratitude. And if you can't access feelings of gratitude right now, you can send yourself a silent wish to feel it soon, just by saying to yourself, "May I be open to gratitude soon." So that's it for me for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload.
Relationships.
Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us.
The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness.
You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.